everybody, and thank you for joining me, Patricia Casey, on You Can Cook Too. As I've said before, I am not a professional chef. I'm an amateur, but I like cooking. And for somebody who likes cooking, but is very amateurish and has never done any, this recipe is just wonderful. It's so easy. It's called lamb teriyaki. And I saw it in some publication that Prue Leith, the famous cook, she's famous for her desserts, and she's also been an examiner on various bake-offs and other cookery programs on television. But this recipe is hers, and it's one that you could serve to guests and really, really impress them. So you need, for about 6 to 8 people, you will need a whole shoulder or leg of lamb, oil for greasing it, 200 ml of teriyaki sauce, and you can buy teriyaki sauce in any supermarket these days. It's a Japanese sauce. It comes in little bottles or cartons, and you can it's very easy to find, and some runny honey. So what you do is you get the butcher to take the whole shoulder or the leg of lamb and to take the bone out. And then they open it out. And ideally, you should have the same depth and thickness of meat the whole way through. But of course, that's not always possible. And in fact, I've done this recipe 3 times since I first saw it, and I've never had the same amount of meat in each part of the cut when I put it in to roast it. So don't worry. It just means you have to cook. You have to check that the thick parts are cooked rather than the thin parts, because they will obviously cook more quickly. So you ask the butcher to do that, and it's called butterflying, in fact, I've discovered. Now, when I asked a butcher here to butterfly me a shoulder of lamb for dinner party, he looked at me as though I had 3 heads. So I had to explain that it was just simply taking out the bone and opening out the joint rather than stuffing it. So you take the joint and you put it into a non-reactive tin, and a non-reactive dish or bowl, not a tin, because it'll react with tin. And you put crisscrosses on the top side, on the skin side, which is facing upwards. So you crisscross that, and you pour over your teriyaki sauce. You literally pour it onto the joint so that it seeps through into the meat, through the shallow cuts that you've made in the skin. And you also pour over the honey, or you mix the honey into the teriyaki sauce and pour the whole lot over. That's probably the simplest way. And you, with your hands, you make sure that the meat is well covered on the sides and a bit underneath, and you put it to marinate in that, ideally for 24 hours, but it works reasonably well. It actually works very well, even if it's much less, like an hour, or on one occasion when I did it, a half an hour. So it's very versatile, but leaving it for the 24 hours does make a difference. And then you take it out and you again turn the lamb in the marinade, make sure that it's covered, and leave the skin side up, and you put it in the oven and have the oven at about 170, 180 degrees, and cook it for 25 minutes if you want it rare, 30 minutes for medium rare, 35 minutes for medium. I like mine well done, so I would definitely leave it in for about 45 minutes. But if you're checking regularly, you will know when it's cooked right through, when the thick meat is the colour you want it to be. And then you take it out and you cover it with the roasting dish with some tin foil and a folded tea towel, and you keep it warm. And the idea for that is to allow it to rest without losing too much of the heat, because that will make it easier to carve, and it will be just nicer to eat. And after that has happened, you can then serve it by putting some coriander, fresh coriander leaves over it. Just throw a bunch over it and simply slice it and serve it with whatever vegetables you choose. Potatoes, maybe some red cabbage, maybe some peperonata, which we've done here before. Any vegetable of your choice. You don't need any gravy with it because the teriyaki sauce is there and will serve as a delicious accompaniment to it. So that's teriyaki lamb from Prue Leith. Now, lamb, to me, conjures up memory words like shepherds and sheep. So I thought I'd choose Christmas song to go with this one. And this one doesn't necessarily mention sheep, but it's certainly one of the best known Christmas songs. And it's also a very danceable song. It's Mary's Boy Child. And it was written originally in or around 1952-53, and it was recorded by Harry Belafonte in 1956, and it reached number one in the UK charts in 1957, and to date it sold over a million copies. Now that's one version, the Harry Belafonte version. I somehow remember that when that was recorded, there was some kind of controversy about the words in it. I think it was to do with describing Jesus as Mary's son rather than being the Son of God. But anyway, that was a blip. I don't think it deterred anybody from listening to this wonderful song. But an even nicer and more modern version, and with a more calypso feel to it, was recorded by Boney M. in or around 1979 or 1980. And that sold 1.9 million records since it was made. So it passed the original one. The original writer, when he heard that the latest version had sold 1.9 million, said, "Wasn't I a wonderful young man?" Anyway, here it is, Mary's Boy Child by Boney M.
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. tears of joy and laughter. People shouted, let everyone know there's hope for all to find peace. Oh my Lord, when in the crypt they found him, oh my Lord, a golden halo crowned him, oh my Lord, they gathered all around him to see him and adore.